Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. This is your 1 p.m. Eastern update on Tropical Storm Henri. Back behind me, the specialist still keeping an eye on all the data and really doing the coordination. But we have news that we now have landfall. Henri has made landfall on the coast of Rhode Island near Westerly, and that was about 12:15 this afternoon Eastern time. So we have landfall, but just because we have landfall doesn't mean the impacts are going to slow down whatsoever. A lot of rain on the way. You can see this on the radar. Landfall right around that point. Some values of the wind gust near 70 miles an hour in some of these areas, so significant amount of wind. But look at this rainfall, the rainfall across Connecticut, the rainfall across portions of Long Island, even back as far away as Delaware, seeing some of this tropical rain. And that's going to continue as we move forward. This is your latest forecast that we have here, making that slowdown as we've expected. You know, we started the day about 18 miles an hour. We're now moving forward at 12 miles an hour, so slowing down with time. So the center moving across Connecticut. So some big impacts in Connecticut. Tropical storm force winds, heavy rain, saturated soil. So you could get some flooding. You can also get some trees down associated with this storm. And then slowing down, making that right turn. Pretty close to right around Vermont into New Hampshire, where you can still see some of these rainfall totals produce quite a bit of rain. So you got to watch out for this. Listen for those warnings. I think it's real important. If you do get one of those flash flood warnings, really heed those and have a real safe place to go. So that's the latest forecast that we have. So with time, that's 8 p.m. Monday. By Tuesday morning, we're off the coast of Maine and racing off towards the east. So that's the scenario and the timeline associated with the system. And now we'll look at some of that rainfall. Rainfall totals, looking at a three-day rainfall total here, 4 to 6 inches in so many areas here from Long Island up through Connecticut. I'm into portions of western Massachusetts. Also portions of New York and northern portions of New Jersey could see some of this rainfall. There could be some areas with 6 to 10 inches of rain by the time it's all said and done. Tropical rain comes down really quickly. Where are those rain bands going to set up? If you're near those rain bands, as this starts to slow down, some of those rainfall totals could pile up really quickly. So watch out for the rain. And one thing I really want to show, it's a good way to show areas that we're really worried about, where you can see some of that flash flooding. The Weather Prediction Center comes up with areas looking at the rainfall prediction, looking at soil conditions and saturation. Look at this area in red. That's an area that has a moderate risk of getting flash flooding, and that includes Hartford, that includes Albany, includes Poughkeepsie, includes New York City, Islip, portions of Long Island. So any one of those areas have a moderate risk of getting some of that flash flooding, depending on where that rain sets up. And look at this large area yellow. That's a slight risk of getting that flash flooding. That gets into the central part of Massachusetts, gets into portions of New Hampshire, Vermont, and also back into Philadelphia, where you can see some of that potential for the flash flooding. So that's really what the threat is, really concentrating on this rainfall. Inland rain, a dangerous portion of these tropical systems. Turn around, don't drown, and watch out for those fallen trees. Dangerous travel. So we'll keep you posted on the latest on Tropical Storm Henri right here from Miami, Florida at the National Hurricane Center.